KQED.
Actually, the demonstration is going on throughout the entire nation, Washington, New York, Denver, here in San Francisco.
A new short film explores activism around people with disabilities. It's a documentary called Hail, and it tells the story of Hale Zukas, who helped make Berkeley the birthplace of the disability rights movement. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy as a kid and then went on to study Russian and math at UC Berkeley in the 1970s. He helped found Berkeley's groundbreaking Center for Independent Living. And there's another UC connection. The film's director, Brad Bailey, made the documentary as his thesis project at Berkeley's Journalism School, which is my alma mater, too. He just picked up a Student Academy Award for the project, and he joins us now. Hey there, Brad. Congrats on your Student Academy Award.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So one of the challenges of making this film, I imagine, is that your subject can't speak. When he talks to you, he uses a pointer, which is attached to a kind of helmet, to point to words on a board. Let's play a clip.
Do. You. Want. To. Talk. Yes. Yes, I do.
What did you do to make sure Hale had a voice in this film?
That was our particular challenge with this film. How do you communicate the brilliance and wittiness and insight of a man who can't physically communicate himself? One of the great things I had to go through with my own transformation, through my filming with Hale, I learned patience. I learned to be able to sit down and to be able to listen. And so I want to sort of show in 20 minutes what I went through in 6 months. And that was my goal with the viewer, for them to sort of see him in the beginning as he wakes up in the morning. And whatever preconceptions they have about people, you know, with disabilities, I want to obliterate that.
You got really intimate access to him. You were there when he woke up in the morning. You watched his caretaker get him out of bed. You followed him at night to a comedy show. You even put a camera on his wheelchair. How did you negotiate that access, build that kind of trust with him?
He's been a silent hero for all these years, and I really think, you know, it's about time people know who he is. His goal was to build a world and an infrastructure where he could move around independently. And now he's benefiting from the fruits of that labor. So to him, I don't think it's about the accolades. I just think he realizes that it's time for him to continue advocating for people. And I think that's why he allowed me to do this story. He knows that it would help, in a sense, continue that advocacy and continue to show what people with disabilities were capable of.
The film really unpacks California and the Bay Area's role in the disability rights movement, both in terms of activism from UC Berkeley students with disabilities to protests that brought about federal protections for people with disabilities back in the 1970s. I want to play a clip from Judy Heumann, who's a disability rights activist that went on to serve in the Obama administration and appears in your film.
No one defined a movie theater where they said you had to get out of your wheelchair as discrimination. No one defined a bus that wasn't accessible or a train that wasn't accessible as discrimination. And even if you applied for a job and clearly didn't get that job because of disability, it still wasn't being called discrimination.
Judy Heumann and Ed Roberts were the mouthpiece of the movement, but Hale was the workhorse. You know, he was going to those commission meetings, getting things done. He started writing advocacy papers and policy papers from the early 1970s. You know, he was instrumental in the first aid and attendant bill, which allowed people who had attendance, they allowed them sort of the freedom for the first time to be able to actually hire and fire their own attendants. And that was almost unheard of. He was one of those people that dealt with the nuts and bolts of advocacy and the nuts and bolts of policy. When you look at, for example, the San Francisco BART system, Hale was the one that they consulted to be able to design it. He had an input, a direct input into the height, the location, the details that most people wouldn't even think about, but in your wheelchair, they're crucial. And what's so great about this is that San Francisco was also used as a model worldwide for transit accessibility.
Yet when those elevators go out, it can be really trying. I mean, one of the best scenes in the film is when Hale is trying to get to a meeting and he goes to the elevator, gets off the BART train, and the elevator's out of service.
You know, we didn't expect it. It was a moment that is unfortunate in a sense, but it's also, I think, important to show that this happens every single day, not just in San Francisco, but all over the country, that, you know, when an elevator is out for you and me that can just sort of walk and go up the stairs or walk a few blocks, for other people, it's a big deal. And we were 40 minutes late to, what's ironic, to the Transit Accessibility Board meeting. And what's so great about Hale is that he was able to relate that specifically to the people that make those decisions. And I think as a result of that, some changes were made, you know, with regard to messaging, I think, in the San Francisco BART system. And again, that's because of Hale. Even 40 years later, he is still out there advocating for people.
Brad Bailey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sasha. It was great meeting you.
Brad Bailey is the director of Hale, a documentary short about disability rights pioneer Hale Zukas. The film just won a Student Academy Award, and it's playing in festivals across the country.